And we'd like a motion from the floor to approve the agenda as printed.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. The agenda has been approved. The first item on the agenda is the election of the chairman. Do I have a motion from the floor to nominate a chairman?
Mr. Chairman, if you're so inclined, I'd like to put the name of Dave Kenton in. Done a fine job of serving as our chairman. If you're so willing, I'd like to nominate you again to continue in that role.
Thank you for your support. Is there any
second the nomination?
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The motion's carried, and I will serve for another year, and I'm happy. Everybody's been very nice to me.
Sir.
Mr. Moore would take over the meeting now as the county attorney.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for public hearing on pay plan for the fiscal year 2016 budget. As part of this process, Ms. Karen Brewington, the personnel director for the county, will give a presentation, and she'll explain the proposed plan. I would like to review with you the procedure that within 10 days after the public hearing, this board shall make its recommendation to the county administrator. Within 30 days of receipt of your advisory committee recommendation and upon review thereof, the county administrator shall present the pay plan to the county council for its consideration and possible approval pursuant to 9 Delaware Code 7006C. After the presentation of the board and after the public hearing portion is over, you have the opportunity after the public hearing is closed, you could act on the recommendation or the proposal today and make your recommendation. If you did not make your recommendation today, then it would have to be advertised because with a FOIA requirements, and so the hearing would have to be a minimum of 7 days after today, but within the 10-day period, because you have to make your recommendation within 10 days. But you can opt after hearing everything to make your recommendation today. During the presentation today, after Ms. Brewington makes her presentation, the board certainly has an opportunity to question her. Then the public will have an opportunity to comment. So anyone here is free to comment. We ask that when you do comment that you come forward, give your name and address, and then make your comment. Something a little different today. There is someone set up in another room, is taking phone calls, and this had been communicated to county employees that they could call in or they can listen on the internet of this public hearing, and they can also email any questions they have. Those email questions and phone questions are going to be brought in so they can be read into the record as well. We have received one email that I will read into the record right now prior to you speaking, Ms. Brewington. And I'd also like to point out that I've been advised that there are packets in the back of the room. So if you do not have a packet with all the information, please feel free to go back and get that. The letter we had received and is, while I understand the restructuring of the pay grades and the need for caps, I believe there is a problem within the county's pay system. Over the past several years, the county employees lost their longevity pay increase, with merit raises being the replacement. Merit raises are very hard to come by. I think an improvement plan to help an employee achieve a merit raise should be created and explained to each employee at the time of their annual evaluation. Employees get an evaluation and told that when they come to work and do their job, that is what they're being paid for and do not deserve a merit raise. That is expected. There is no consideration for the years of good job and being a local county loyal county employee. The biggest issue to me is the cost of living raises. I am told that because of the caps that anyone over their cap will not get a COLA, but will get the money in the form of a one-time bonus. That is not to help the employee the following years when the cost of living is still increased. The argument of people having higher salaries that their co-workers does not have any bearing on the cost of living. The percentage of increase is the same for a clerk making $20,000 as for an administrator making $100,000. The cost of food, electricity, gas, and other living expenses goes up the same percentage for all. People above the caps are being stagnated because they worked hard and were able to increase their pay scale. The proposed bonus will do nothing for the long-term employee working towards retirement. Thank you, Frank Shade. Okay, Ms. Brewington, would you like to come forward and give your presentation?
Good morning. So today I want to talk about our fiscal year 2016 proposed pay plan. So this will be proposed in our budget for council to vote on this year. The primary objective of the study is we wanted to determine Sussex County's market position for both pay and benefits compared to both public and private sectors. So when we looked at this study, we outsourced it with Siegel. We did look at both private and public. And I'll talk about in just a little bit who we reached out to. And in addition, we want to create a functional salary structure to support our current and future employees. So we need to have a baseline of knowing how much is a job or a position worth. So a purpose of an effective wage and salary administration program is the perception of equity for our employees. So we want those employees to be able to look at their peers that are working with them and know that they are equal, internal equity, also looking externally. So we're paying a person for the position that they're working in and what that position is worth. Incentives, we want to make sure that we're able to acknowledge and pay those high performers that are working above expectations. So I think a little bit to the letter that was read, yes, we do pay folks for a job, but those high performers, we want to acknowledge those, and we want to give them an extra. And that means a lot to our existing employees that are doing that. Pay program decision making, we need to be able to know how to recruit for positions and how to retain our folks. So when they're coming in and we've got employees that we have trained, we don't want them to go across the street because they can make more money, and we're seeing some of that now with turnover. We want to make sure that we're able to keep those folks. Ownership protection against insufficient as well as excessive compensation. Basically, we just need to know how much a position is worth. So if we have a person that comes in brand new to the county, whether it be a new position or existing, a replacement position, we need to know what is the going rate for that position, how much we should pay those folks. We want it easy to administer and easy to understand. We don't want to make this so confusing that no one doesn't know what this is about. That's why we're trying to make this as transparent as possible. And we want to comply with the governmental regulations, Fair Labor Standard Act. We need to make sure that all these folks are paid appropriately. The ones that should be getting overtime are getting overtime. The ones that are in managerial supervisory roles are getting paid the adequate salary for their position. So last year, 2014, we partnered with the Siegel Consulting Company. And this, the whole study, which you all did receive a copy, is a confidential study that they sent to us. They have asked that we not share this outside of just us because of the confidential information that employers have provided and have asked us not to share. We benchmarked 75 job titles. These all include managerial and non-managerial positions. And total compensation is comprised of base salary, variable pay, incentives, and all of our benefits. That's what the total compensation consists of. We received information from 6 public sector employers and 4 private sector. Now, in your study, it shows 2, but we went additionally to 2 separate utility companies to give us information on positions that we feel that we did not have enough information from the study. So public sector is comprised of State of Delaware, Kent County, Newcastle County, Ocean City, Maryland, Wicomico County, and Town of Seaford. Okay, and they benchmark the positions with the position from the job description from our department heads and supervisors and HR came up with. So it was our job descriptions that were up to date that we sent the job summary out, and then those folks from all of these public sector and private sector companies matched to our position within 80-85% of the job. This is what our current pay plan looks like. This has been here for many, 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 many years. On this pay plan, you have a copy in your packet. There are 20 grades on this pay plan. The county has only used the 15. Anything above that, it's been an unclassified position, which doesn't tell us how much a project engineer should be paid or a department head should be paid, different folks. For instance, our county administrator. We had to be able to look and see how much is a county administrator paid. So if he, you know, recruiting him, getting him in the door, and also retaining him, we needed to have a fair and equitable salary. In addition, we have about 24 unclassified positions that we need to fit within this structure that are not necessarily unclassified anymore from our personnel ordinance. So we need to fit them in this structure. They're higher positions, but they don't fit. And we don't have enough room for folks to be in career ladders to move. So if they come in as an entry level through their career, you would hope that they would promote and go to the next level based on their job responsibility, the complexity of the job, and their responsibility. Right now, we just don't have that room. And so you can see it goes off the charts. This pay range is 152% wide, which is unheard of. You did get the information in the Siegel study. Most ranges for an effective pay range is 50 to 60%. And that is, when I talk pay ranges, that's the minimum of the pay grade to the maximum of the pay grade. Okay? We benchmarked the midpoint. This is our new fiscal year 2016 proposed salary structure. It does include 34 grades. The minimum, the $19,332, the hourly rate is $10.62 is where that starts, because we're based on a 35-hour work week, which is 1,820 hours within a year. Maximum for a pay grade one would run to $29,998. So the range width is shown as 50%, and going to the next grade from the midpoint, it's a 5% interval. That does not change folks that promote to a different position on how we currently give them their promotion increases. So if a person went from a grade 1 to a grade 3, what their existing salary is today, they would receive 5% for going up one grade and 1% for each subsequent grade. So that would be a 6% increase going from a 1 to a 3, or the minimum of that pay grade, which is the $21,314, whichever is greater. Okay. This now gives us flexibility within this 34 pay grades. We can move folks. Now we have folks that are coming in at a grade 15. They have nowhere to go. I don't have another grade for them to move. So in order for me to effectively put them in career ladders, I need to be able to have grades to put them in. And this also, you know, when we have a person that comes in, they feel if they're at a higher grade, they have nowhere to go, nowhere to promote to unless it's an unclassified position. So this is a listing. We have this in the back, and we will be giving this information out as well throughout the next couple of months while we're working on the budget. This lists all of our job class descriptions, so all of our positions that we have, what their current grade is today, what their proposed grade is, and then the salary range that corresponds with that new grade. What we found when we moved folks into positions, we did have some current folks' positions that fall either below or above the range. So we found that we had approximately about 50 people that fell below their new minimum range, which would mean an increase to get them to the minimum of their salary. And we had about 21 folks that were above, and that information was in your packet. So that could be from a range of things. Most of these are more tenured folks that have been here 30 to 40 years that have been in the same position or transferred to another position, but salary stayed with them. So they could have gone to even a lesser position, but their salary moved with them to a lesser position, lesser classification. So our proposal with this is to freeze the current salaries that are above range, and any future merit increases and COLAs will be paid as a lump sum and not added to the base salary. So instead of it going into the base salary, which also affects various things afterwards, pensions and things of that nature, we're paying for the position. There is a max, but they are getting the money in the form of a cash payment for the cost of living or a merit increase. That concludes the questions that I have, giving you a brief overview. I know that you have a lot of information, a lot of light reading that you had. If you wish to ask any questions about the presentation or any of the information that you received within this large packet, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Any questions from the board?
I had one question. If we enacted this proposal, what would be the total increase for the county's personnel budget as a result of some people going up, some people going down, some people approximately? I know the county council is going to have the right to vote on it, but what would be the approximate amount, and is there a percentage of the total budget that?
It's going to be difficult for me to give you a hard number now, only because that right now we're going through the budget. So there are people that have salaries today that are in for increases or promotions that are going to affect this. But there is basically about a negative $11,000 credit to the county holding the positions that are above the maximum at their base salary and paying it out in the form of cash. But we're bringing 50 people up in the organization that are underpaid to their correct pay.
Okay. The $122,241, what was that number?
That is the information that you're looking at, and I can bring that up.
That's what I thought it would be approximately the amount of the increase, which didn't seem excessive to me. I just thought I'd point it out. The one.
So this spreadsheet, which you have in your packets that we shared, the folks that are the 50 folks, we will be paying $122,000 more, getting them to the new minimum of their salary, freezing 20 folks at that $133,000.
And there's no indication of the savings that you would save from other people not going to the higher level?
To the maximum. Currently, right now, based upon this proposed structure, it's about a little over $11,000.
So you think your net is a positive $9,000 or $8,000 to the county?
It will be a positive where we're not paying over the maximum for those positions. Some positions are you could see on that report, some of those are very high on there, above the maximum for what was benchmarked in surrounding municipalities.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, good question. Karen, you'd mentioned turnover. What is the county's rate of turnover currently?
It's approximately 3% now, which is low, but we do have one department that as soon as we get folks in, doesn't take them long to go somewhere close by. We have that with other positions as well. So 3% turnover, but it costs us, basically about two times a person's salary to get them back in with overtime and benefits lost and recruiting cost.
Are those at the low end, of the salary range, generally the ones that have the highest turnover? I would assume that was correct.
There are some, yes. And this survey for us, it was, you know, unbiased. It was, we sent this out for a company to take a look at our positions. This is the information we received, just like you all did. What it's doing is there just seems to be an inequity of what we should be paying some, you know, for some folks, for some 71 folks. Plus, we're giving an option for a career ladder. So now folks, even though they're in their grade and they're falling within, they still have another place to go to another level instead of being stuck, you know, where they're at now.
I noticed in the percentage on a lot of the charts were in the minimum range, you guys were 101, 105, 107.
Yes.
But then when you got into the mid-range, you were dropping down into the mm-hmm. 90s.
Right.
And in the max ends, the scale was down into 70% of what the market value is.
Mm-hmm.
What steps will you mm-hmm. be looking at to get that equaled out?
That was an excellent question, and I was waiting for it to come. with our unclassified positions, if you look in the report, you can see unclassifieds do not have a salary range. We only have the flat amount of dollars. So that flat amount was applied to the minimum, the midpoint, and the maximum. So that's why it looks like folks that have been here for 9-10 years are still showing where they're coming in at minimum very high, but that's not the case. Because we didn't currently have a range for them, they applied that flat salary to every interval, minimum, midpoint, maximum. So the numbers are skewed. You can see that, and it did come up in that report where there was no way to give them a range. So now they would have a range. So we took that, what the amount is worth for that position, and we matched it to the midpoint, so then now we can have a range for that position.
Mr. Chairman. Karen, a couple questions. First of all, can you explain in terms of, first of all, I'd like to compliment you and the staff on the report. It was very, very thorough. Could you explain the process in terms of putting this out and getting feedback on the jobs, the employees' role in this in terms of updating job descriptions, and so obviously you had to provide a lot of information to your contractor in order for them to evaluate these jobs. I'd like to know just a little bit more about what involvement the employees had in the whole process.
Sure. Today, currently, when we recruit for a position, either a replacement position or a new position, we meet with the hiring manager and we go over our current job description and we ask them to ensure that basically everything that's in the job description is what they are currently doing today and the qualifications that are needed. So we did the same exercise with this salary study. We talked with the supervisors, department heads, and we asked them, please take a look at these current job descriptions. Make sure that they are up to date because this is the information that we are benchmarking. From this, you know, we still, it's a work in progress with job descriptions as they can change because duties change. Or we could have hard to fill positions that we really do need to look at. Maybe we need to put them in a different grade based upon the need for that position and what's out there. But it was reviewed with every department head, supervisor. We met with them a couple weeks ago during budget. We also gave the department heads all of the information of the salary of what I just showed you, the old position, the proposed new position, and their range, and if there would be any minimum or over maximum folks that were identified. They, in turn, went back to their employees within their department, and they held meetings with all of those employees. Last week, we sent out approximately 3 emails. We sent it to department heads, and then we also sent another email out to the employees, again, reviewing, this is what we're doing. We want to make sure that this is very clear to everyone and that it is, you know, something that is needed and has been needed for a long time, so we can ensure that we're paying people accordingly. And It's letting our folks who are here already, you know, getting a salary to ensure that they are being paid appropriately. And if they're not, there are some adjustments that need to be made.
Okay, so there's been a lot of opportunity there for supervisor and employee feedback into the process.
Yes, this has been going on since last year with the job descriptions, benchmarking the job descriptions and sending them out. Doesn't mean that it's still not a work in progress. So we could, throughout this, just Friday evening, I got an email from a department head that would like to review three other positions that we have. And basically what today is, we're just trying to have the framework for a structure. Where we move people, since it's it's moving parts, there could be a need that maybe he says, hey, I didn't think of another thing that this person's doing that really gives them a bump within, you know, responsibility, complexity of the job, that we can move them to a different grade based on the data we receive, because we want to make sure that we're not just benchmarking it because, hey, I think this person should be paid at a higher level, but basically because the data shows that.
One follow-up question, if I could. Just for clarity's sake, again, could you explain to me in terms of, are you looking at, in terms of raises, a cost of living increase and a performance-based raise? Tell us a little bit about how your salaries will increase beyond this new system you're putting in place.
Okay, good question. So basically what happens with a person's salary, the way they can move within range, is through COLAs, cost of living. That's through the budget process, so county council votes on that each year. I don't have that information of whether or not one is going to be put in. I think we're still working within the budget with that information. But promotions as well, so you can move to a different grade, or you could receive a merit-based to move within your grade. So we are currently working on and have just completed the end of last year a new performance review, and the whole process is going to be changing and is going to be automated. So it's going through a learning management system, and now folks are responsible for doing performance reviews for their employees every year, and if anyone is exceeding expectations or outstanding, then at that point they should be put in for that merit increase to move them within range.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the panel? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to comment on the presentation? Sir, if you'd come forward, give us your name and address, please, once you get up front.
My name is Gary Hickman. I live in home address?
Yes.
35657 Lizard Hill Road, Frankfort, Delaware. My concern on this is that I've been here 30 years. Now, I make just a little bit over what they say the cap is, less than 3%. So, the way I understand it, I'd get no more merit raises. My cost of living raise would be in a separate check. So my retirement never goes up. So basically what my retirement is now is what I get no matter how long I'm here. And that directly, you know, everybody looks for retirement. That's the reason most people came here. So it kind of taking money away from it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone, and Ms. Brewington, if you don't mind, later after we hear several comments, we may ask you to come forward, comment on those, so we're not ignoring your question, sir. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak, like to express their opinions concerning this? Is there anyone else? I'm not seeing anyone now. Ms. Brewington, do you mind coming forward and just commenting on that gentleman's question?
Sure. So the folks that are at the maximum at their current level, we have a career ladder in place. So there is another place for them to go to promote to that next level. One, if they meet the qualifications, and two, if they are doing the if they're doing that next level position. So if the responsibility and the scope and the qualifications meet that next level, then they have that option to promote. Basically, we're looking at that level. That's the maximum that surrounding areas are paying for that position, so we can have a cap. So most salary structures do have a cap. I do have some other questions that we received that I would like to read. Really excellent questions that came from our environmental services group. One of the questions was, how do you get to your midpoint? And again, that is through your merits and your COLAs. So working at that higher level, that's getting you to where you need to be, closer to the midpoint. If you change jobs and move up two pay grades, will you make the minimum starting salary or 6% more of your existing salary? And as I stated, whichever is greater. This has not changed. This is still in our personnel ordinance. None of that has changed. And that was the exercise that we went through, going from the grade one to the grade three. Is maximum pay figured with or without overtime? It will be, this is only for base pay only, just setting the base pay. Overtime is whatever you receive, you get that in the form of your paycheck. Minimum pay listed on the new proposal seemed to be $600 to $700 lower than the salary scale dated June 22nd, 2014. Did not know if that was correct. Yes, that is correct for pay grade one. Again, no one's salary is decreasing in this proposal at all. We have some that are frozen, and any merits, folks are eligible for a merit or a COLA, but it would not go to their base but get paid out as a form of a lump sum amount.
Mrs. Brewington, it appears you're reading some questions, and when anyone comes to the podium and comments, we make them give their name and address. Could you give us the name and address of the people who have posed questions?
This was a collective group from Environmental Services. It was sent from Rodney Marvel on behalf of okay. I'm not sure, just the group of Environmental Services. And then one of the other questions was, if minimum wage goes up, will it affect the salary scale? Currently, the minimum wage for Delaware is $7.75, and our pay grade one starts at $10.62. So, of course, if we get to that minimum wage, we would definitely increase our scale. And anytime we receive COLAs within the county, it moves the range as well, even without it being, you know, minimum wage going up in Delaware. Has the county looked at expanding the lower pay grades to allow more upward movement before they have to go to salary, to a salaried position? Yes, we now have 16 grades for career ladders for just non-exempt employees, where before we only had 15 for everyone, which would be salaried and non-exempt personnel. Has the county looked at a 40-hour work week? We have not looked at changing our 35-hour work week. Our paramedics and 12-hour shift folks, they do pay on it, or they do work on an average 42 hours per week, as well as our security personnel. They work 40 hours a week. What options do people have if they are close to their maximum pay for advancement? They can promote to a new grade. In addition, again, when the COLAs are approved, then the pay range is increased by that percentage of the COLA. And those are all the questions that I have. We haven't received any from outside.
Okay. Is there anyone else here that would like to comment on this? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And now that we've closed the public hearing, you have two options. You can decide that based on the information given today, you can make a recommendation either pro or con, or you with before 10 days, you can make a recommendation. However, if you do that, it is required that your vote take place in public, and you would have to schedule another meeting, and that meeting would have to be at least 1 week away so that you could comply with the 7-day meeting requirements. If you would decide to act today, you would simply move to recommend the pay plan presented today to the county administrator, and that would be the form of the motion, and you could vote yay or nay on that.
Gentlemen, what's your pleasure? Like this, Mr. Yoakam?
I don't see any reason to delay. I think we should be able to take a vote now.
Mr. Owens?
I agree.
I'd like to get a motion from the floor to approve the new pay plan recommendation as submitted. And do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Yoakam, okay. Is there any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The motion has passed, Mr. Moore, and I believe that they did a very excellent job in the background. We saw six surrounding pay plan suggestions, and we will keep this confidential. And I just think that it's the proper way to go, and within the guidelines of the plan, the county should know what to do.
And motion to adjourn. This was the only matter of business.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting of the Personnel Board Advisory Committee.
Second.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 The motion is passed.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time.
Thank you, Ta.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to see you, sir.
You guys did a nice background job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good try.
Great job.